I'm loving all the old jingles this morning. Hi, Siobhan. As well as it being your 40th birthday today, well, it's not my 40th birthday. I wish it was my 40th birthday today. It's our 10th wedding anniversary today. Would there be any chance of telling my wife, Joanna, thank you for sticking with me and we're still as much in love as the first day we met? Any chance of Jump by Van Halen? That's from Tiny Poland in Newcastle. Tiny, and we will try and get that on for you at some stage today. We are doing the big countdown and that is bound to be in there somewhere. As for telling Joanna, thanks for sticking by. Go and tell her yourself, man. To talk a little bit more about the memories of Downtown Radio in the last 40 years, I'm joined in the studio by the lovely Florence from programming. She's hot-footed from Scrabble Tower yesterday. There's no end to your talent, Florence.
No, I went straight up to the tower.
Yeah, and on the line we have the lovely Pamela Ballantyne. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Hello.
How are we?
Very good. 78 you joined.
Yeah, I joined. I was a secretary and I went under the name of Pamela Ralston, my maiden name then. And it's actually quite fitting that you played the jam there because the very, very, very first person I ever interviewed being sent out to do a story was I was sent to Manchester to interview Paul Weller when the Jam were an up-and-coming young group and Going Underground was their big hit.
And were you able to keep yourself together interviewing Paul Weller?
I was useless. I fell over my words. And it was actually quite funny because his dad was there and the Jam were sort of up-and-coming. And you find that it's not a sort of with every young band that were up-and-coming, but up-and-coming bands usually are very full of themselves. And his dad basically gave him a clip around the ear and said, right, our Paul, you behave yourself. This wee girl's come all the way from Belfast just to talk to you. You should be honoured.
Love it, love it. Now, you said you started off as a secretary, as Pamela Ralston. Could you answer the telephone in your best Pamela Ralston voice, please, for Downtown Radio?
Well, I was a private secretary and I was working for John Rossborough, who was the head of programmes, and I remember answering the phone one day in the way what I had been taught at the College of Business Studies, which was, good afternoon, Mr. Rossborough's office, can I help you?
That sounds very...
And everybody in the office fell about laughing.
Yes.
Everybody else just picked up the phone and went, what?
What?
Who's that? Florence, that would never have happened in your day, saying what on the phone.
Definitely not.
Definitely not.
Definitely not.
Florence and I worked together on phone answering and you'd seen the numbers coming in. You go, oh, you answer it. I can't be bothered. No, no, you answer it.
Well, Florence, you have a scrapbook full of memories of Downtown Radio and you actually have your first contract from Downtown.
Yes, I have my letter of acceptance and my contract. So it was, Pamela, do you remember the day you thought when you got £3,000 a year, it was brilliant?
Well, when I left, actually, in 19, you were getting more than me.
Yes, that started right.
I left to go to the Beeb, I think, in 1982. And even though I was doing a programme, there were loads of sort of different things. It was always on the last bit of your contract said anything to assist the smooth running of programmes.
Yes.
That was me getting up at 3:30 in the morning to be in work for 4:30 to present a programme at 5:00 in the morning to 7:00, prepare the next day's programme and then go and work in the office until 12:00.
All in a day at the office
and I got £2,200 per annum.
Florence, have you a favourite memory down through the years or a funny memory? Now, we've been asking some of the presenters and previous presenters to share their funny stories. Some of them they've shared on air and some of them they've shared off air with me. But have you got any funny stories that stand out for you?
Pamela knows the sort of the funny story was when she used to sit in for Linda Jane. We sort of got away with pretending it was Linda Jane because the two of them sounded so similar.
Yeah, I did Linda's programme for 1/2 hour one morning and her dad didn't even know she was off sick.
Love it. Lovely.
Linda used to nip up to go to the loo and she'd ring me and say, Pammy, come down here. Just push the buttons. I just need to nip up to the loo. I'll not be long. But Linda would get lost and stand and chat to somebody and it was getting quite long and I would just open the fader and go, that was Whitesnake, Paddy, and then close the fader and continue on.
And have you got a favourite memory, Pammy, from all those years ago?
Oh, there were just so many. I mean, it was. I have to say, from my first place to work, it was brilliant. Yes, I was a secretary. Yes, I was secretary to John Rossborough and all the DJs. But because it was a small burgeoning business, it was 2.5 when I went there. Everybody worked with everybody else. There was no demarcation. Yes, you had your own jobs, but if a department needed help out, you'd nip down and you helped them out. I mean, I worked in engineering because I knew how to wire a plug. I used to help out in the sales office and worked in the library. I mean, everybody did everything. You went out in the road shows. It was great fun, really good camaraderie. And of course, there was always the extra studio, which was the bar in the Stanford Arms.
Yes, there was a lot of creativity went on in the...
All the best led plans.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, back in the days. Listen, it's lovely to have you in the studio. Thanks ever so much, Florence. Oh, and great to talk to you, Pamela. We'll catch up soon.
I can't believe it's 40 years, and may there be at least another 40 to go as well.
Well, I'm just thinking of all the people who've sat in this seat before me, maybe not this particular seat, but behind this desk, and, they've warmed the seat up nicely for me, and I wonder who I'm warming the seat up for next.
Keep your... Bum on that seat, love.
Keep it well. Super glue it there. Listen, lovely to talk to you, Pamela. And thanks, Florence, for joining us in the studio. And of course, Florence is going to... Thanks, Pamela. Florence, you're going to be out and about. It's downtown in 40 towns over the next few weeks. You're going to be... You're not out today.
In the west of the country tomorrow.
Where are you tomorrow? Can you give us any clues?
There's a castle there. The president visited there. There's a museum named after the president.
Your clues yesterday were far too
easy.
Your clues yesterday were far too easy. Everybody got them so quickly. Okay. So you have to be a bit...
Therese has helped me with this one tomorrow.
Right.
She's from the area.
Tomorrow. Listen, lovely to have you in the studio.
Thank you.